them fail, and Allah took nafamin in like a matter of this thing. That's what I said. I hope so, but I don't know if I'm fast. I hope so, but I don't know if I'm doing it fast. The Prophet says, if you say so, the Yosef is in the last. But you know, the shift of Chachut, the Chachar of the Bro, the Shaft of the Chachis of the Seo Fevo. These are the first thing to get to. כי השם לקח ומצלח מקרב מחנך ולהציל חורבות את דרך ולפניך והוא יום מחנך הקודש. So... What's that? Finishing it before you walk in. Before Chazal Dashi from the Sukkim, that any time that there is Soya, the Shafat of Chassid is Soya Secho. Why? Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu tells us to care of Machanecho. And therefore, the Yerba Chayim Hazal, any time that you are, there is Soya in your Machane, what's your Machane? Your Machane, Kibbu Chazal Da'ar Amit, the way that Shulchan Aruch Rav says, it's continuing to be Yisha Chashamit. The person is Da'ar Amit, because if he lies down and stretches out his hands, takes up Da'ar Amit. So that's a person's Rishus, that's his Machane. The Milo, any time that it's Seyed Da'al Amin, it's going to be a problem with Seyed. The Hayim is going to be a problem. When? Ki Hashem Lekech Mitzalaf Mekerem Machanech. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu is being Mitzalaf Mekerem Machanech, which means when you're saying Kriya Shema, Tfilah, Brachot, or Learning Terem. The Milo, any time that there's Seyed, this is talking about Seyed Mamish, any time that there's Seyed, Seyed Da'al Amin is on a person, even if he doesn't see it, even if he doesn't smell it, even if it's behind him, from the side of him, it doesn't make a difference. There's a problem with us to say the Ritter. And if you don't say the Ritter, it says Kriya Shema, he's going to have to be Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema. Now there's a Tanai, as it says in the Pasuk, the Shaft of the Chassid is Seyo Seho, Dafka, that it's not Mechusset. However, if the Seyo is Mechusset, even if this Mechusset is something that you can see through, Mechusset with a glass, Mechusset with plastic, anything that is you can see through, still considered a piece, it's not a problem. However, that's only if it's mechusset. However, water, even though when it gets to erva, we said it's not considered if it's erva megula, which is in the water. However, when it gets to mechusset, it doesn't make something mechusset. Not everything which is not megula is considered mechusset. So I got that erva, it's not considered megula. However, when it gets to tsaya, it's not considered mechusset. And if you have tsaya in the water, that's not considered mechusset. I mean, unless you have tsaya in the toilet, that's not considered mechusset. So if you've got a question through it, there might be other problems through this, we might see. But That's not considered because of the fact that it's in the water. Unless the water is dirty and like thick, like we saw up until now, that water which is achurim is considered mechusset. Water which is fluid, that it's clear, it's not considered mechusset if it's in the water. This is all, but again, like you said, when it gets to tzayim amish. However, if you have reyach ra, which comes from the tzayim, that is machlekes amirayim, tunipunu, and chizm, and the gemara, whether that has to be marachik dalat amish, from the Reah also, or Dafka just from the Tzayah. Rav Huna says Dafka from the Tzayah to Marachik Da'al Amos, because it goes even from the Reah to Marachik Da'al Amos, and that's why we pass it like a Chizda, so you have to mark it from the Reah to Da'al Amos also. Now the Machlokes Rishonim is, we have Machlokes between the Rav and the Rosh, but you get the Hemshech of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki Hashem Lekech Mitzar V'Kerav Mechalech V'Kerav Mechanecho V'Lo Yir V'Chayav Azdom V'Shav Mechanecho. It says also, that La Yerba Chalav Azdomer. Now, is the La Yerba? We know for sure La Yerba Chalav Azdomer and Yerba Azdomer. The question is it Nidrash Lachon of Al-Acharim? Is it Nidrash also on the Tzayah? That when you get the Tzayah, La Yerba Chalav, you shouldn't be able to see Tzayah. What is the Rashi mean? Says the Rashi, this is the reason why. Since he understands that La Yerba Chalav Azdomer also on Tzayah, in the Mela, any time that you have Tzayah upon Echa, a Filu Kuleinov, even as far as you person can possibly see, 3 miles down, you see that it's Tzayah, it's still a problem because it says La Yerba Chalav. Even though you don't smell it, even though it doesn't sound like Kriya, still, since once you can see it, La Yerba Chalav tells you that there's a problem with it. Even, as long as you can see it. The Rosh on the other hand says not the way. He says, La Yerba Chalav is going, that's going there. Not going on to Emma Melo says the Rosh that if you could see it, but it's not considered in your Machaneh, then it's not a problem. Why is there a problem if you can see Tzayel from the Chavis Mara says the first, Chavis Amalala, that you have to be Machin Kamali Eino. What's the, or Chavav Amal, it's the same thing. What's the difference? Why? Because there's no din of the Yerba Chal, but he gets the Tzayel, so why should it be a problem? Why should you have to be Machin Kamali Eino? The Mishnah brings down from Achrayim that either because it's a din d'rabbanan, or it's a din d'oraisa, not because there's a chesaron of lira recall. Rather, if you could see it, then it's considered as a teich machanecho. Through being able to see the tayo, we reckon the tayo teich machanecho. The b'meir from the d'oraisa teich machanecho. So sadly for the Raj, sadly for the Rosh, there's a problem of if you see tayo in front of you, malayim. What's the nafim meaning though? Two basic nafim meanings. One is if you see tayo lefanecho, they doesn't smell, but it's malayim. Is a mutter behir or not? So according to the Rajva, if you understand the Yerba Chol, as you want to say also, in the same way that the Yerba Chol of Erba, we say Erba Zavr, the Dafka Zibur Asar Hira Mutter, so too when you get the Soya, so it's not going to be worse off than Erba. And if you're by Erba, the Allah says that it's Hira Mutter, so this Isser which is learned out of the Yerba Chol is also Hira Mutter. So even if a guy, you see the Soya down the block, but he's allowed to be Mahar, point to the Rajva, he's allowed to be Mahar. Point to the Rosh. However, if Duch Daria makes it as the Seich Machanecho, then here it can be offered. The same way that I tell you, if it's Seich Machanecho, it can be offered for the person to be Mahar, fully on in his Zalaram, it's still to be Mahar, it's good to over here, it's still to be Mahar. That's the first Achmin. Second Achmin is going to be when it gets to tell you in a different Rishos that you can see. According to the Rosh, there's no din of the Isra of seeing Tzoya. It's Dafka, the Tzoya, through seeing it, it makes it in your Machan. Now, if it's in a different machane, the true thing is it's not going to make it into the machane. So, according to the Rosh, we'll comment that the tzoya is outside in a different rishut, in a different room, even if the person can see it, it's not a problem. However, according to the Rosh, according to the Rajma, if the person can see it, even if it's in a different rishut, it's also a liquid gishma, it's also to say it's a return. However, one must bear in mind that this halacha, okay, the, when we get our halacha mice, huh, the Mishnah Berurah says, he brings down the Bi'ar Rafa, says that the basis of his Mashab Noite more towards the Rosh, Shulchan Aruch Noite a little bit more towards the Rajma, and the Nochen is, like the Chayav says, that's the taking in the Nochen. Sinus is talking whether or not we pass like this Rajma, or we pass like this Rosh, and again, to the Yerubacha, and the Melo, the Chur, anytime for sure that it's going to be something there, I think it's going to be and again, to the Melo, seeing it in the next Rishon, you have to be cautious for the Rajma. There's a problem of Lir Bechol. Nechol and Lir Bechol Dara'isa. Chavit Dara'isa. It's going to be awesome. However, one must bear in mind that this is Dafka. If a person sees another Rishut, and there's no window in between. But if a person looks outside this window over here, and he sees a garbage truck, if you understand that a garbage truck is a Rav Sharei, attached as it is, Zichur, the back of the garbage truck, always smells. It's a Rav Sharei. Stuff always, even the garbage bags that have the all the tzoya inside, wherever they have inside, they get ripped up and they go back in the garbage truck. Classes is the graph show, right? So if a person sees the garbage truck outside the window itself, says Mishnah Berurah, that's from Yudalit, says, the window itself is considered a kifin. Now, if it's considered mechusa, even the Rav is going to be masking that if you see tzoya in a different rishut, which is mechusa, it's not a problem. So kuli alma, even if you pass inside with the pass like the Rosh, inside with the pass like the Rav, if you see tzoya in a different rishut, you see outside, you see the garbage truck, you see, or I don't know, I noticed today, I don't know if they're on strike or not, but it does look like you've seen the garbage in the past few days, maybe it's just over Shabbos, I don't know. It's Bechlal Shabbos, what's the story of the big green monsters outside, the garbage company? Do they have a dinner of a grass or rain or not? So if, like we're saying now, if the window is closed and you see it's not a problem, even if it does have a grass or rain. But let's say the window is open. It's a nice, beautiful summer day, and the window is open, and you're looking outside. So, most places say that these green dumpsters do not have a bit of Rav Sharei, even if they're not covered, because inside the most of the study inside is covered in bags. Mechlal, generally they don't smell. However, very often if there's they point this out that if there's a strike, if there's something and the garbage is overflowing, the garbage on the top, they haven't taken out the garbage, it's not as well. And the Haram is going to be in the garbage truck, it's going to be open. So what do you do? The window's open and you see a garbage truck outside, you see one of these dumpsters outside, it smells. We have to be chesh for the Rajma, and it's also liquid kriyashma. So what do you do? So Mr. Brewer, you have to shadow whether or not you can close your eyes. The best thing to do is to turn around. Turn around and look a different way. Not just to turn your head, mamash turn your body around and look a different way. However, if that's not possible, then you can close your eyes and not look out. But not to close your eyes and just stare out the window, even though you can close out the window, look at the Shemayim, and you're in the world davening. However, if you're looking at a Rav Sharei, if it's Osir, if the the window's open, it's also for you to daven, also for you to say Shema, learn Torah. But Pashtas, you know, they bring down, it's all the Hashem bring down from Shammah Zalman, he's not Chosh Hashem. He says that even when he was walking the street, he passed by the dumpster, he would not stop from speaking, learning. And he didn't hold him to be a Rosh Hashem. But the Hur, like you said, call Dover the Fiyin Yanni. Some of them have a really smell, and then the Chabbis is going to be out there. What? Rechabia? What is that? He lives in Rechabia. I'm sorry, I can't say that. I don't think so. Now, this heter of Reach Ra, when it's in a different Rishut, whether it's in a different Rishut, and we possibly make a rush, that any time it's in a different Rishut, even if you see it, it's not a problem. Or if I make the Rajma and there's a window, therefore it's a different shit, and it's not a problem. That's all if you don't smell the soil. But if you smell the soil, and it's in a different shit, pasta is not going to help. Says the Rambam. The fact that you have mechitza, and it makes it a different shit from the soil, but the mechitza is not going to help you for the Reach Ra. And the Reach Ra smells a problem. However, the Chachmei Tzarfas, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, and the Rush both bring down Chachmei Tzarfas and say, no. The same way that a mechitza helps in the Yeah to the Tzoya, mechitza helps to get the Reach Ra. The Shah is heavy to say such a thing, her, like some little man. Why is it any better than a Reach Ra? Shein Leishin, than a Fokhon. A Fokhon is Asla Kuliyam. It's very good that you have a mechitza being mahmut between the Tzoya and the person. But how's it going to help for the Reach Ra? If someone has a Reach Ra, how's it going to help? Better Shah will get to that. The Mimal is that maybe Mahemshech. But one thing we do see is that not every Reach Ra asr. We have a Reach Ra which comes from Tzoya, not just some Reach Ra. A Reach Ra which comes from Tzoya, Mamish, and even so, according to the Chachmei Tzarfas, doesn't asr. Not only that, we find that not every Tzoya asr. There's certain Tzoya that don't asr. You shalmi, Kapasim Bazei in Torah Shulchan Aruch, that Dafka Tzoya of a Chamor, Tzoya Haraka of a Chamor, Habo Min Adera, you need so many to know, it has to be a Chamor, Viraka, it has to be Bo Min Adera. Dafka such tzera asit is also to lipid kinegim. Some say a dog, from a cow would not be a problem of lipid kriyash makinegim. We see that mamish tzera mamish doesn't have a dinner, it doesn't have to kriyash makinegim. So Shabbos, what's the gather of tzera before? What asit? We find tzera that's asit, we find tzera that's not asit. We find reyacha which is asit, we find reyacha which is not asit. Just what's the gather? Mazda together, then we can come up with the halacha l'maisa, the nafka minhag of what to do when you smell all types of smells. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down. He quotes the minchash, quotes the chai adam. It's also a minchash Shmuel. Davar shetim ariyachara kigayit itron v'chadayim emotir v'lay nikir etzoyer ela mashin nisrach matmah kikush. Chakas v'chim minchash Shmuel. What's the chai adam? The Mishnah Berurah to go and the Shmuel, they both say that the only thing which is considered a tzoya is something which is nisrach, which has spoiled matzah kipush, called a mold. Something went wrong. It wasn't it's not be'etzem, it's not gasoline, something which maybe smells bad be'etzem, something which went sour, and because of that, it smells bad. Because you can understand, the Erlem is having trouble with understanding the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings down with Kivager, who quotes in the Zira Shimshin, who says that Kineged, to say Kriyashma in front of Kineged vomit, is not a problem. Says the first thing about the Moyu to be Zen, which Mishnah Berurah himself says, it says that for sure vomit is considered Moyu. He says it's not considered, it's not also because Kriyashma Kineged, the Shabbos, why not? Why not? So if you understand that the only thing which is up there is something which is Nisrach Machmas Kipush, something which got moldy, something which is sour, so then you can understand that maybe vomit is not considered something which is sour, even though it has a foul smell. But maybe the foul smell is not considered something which was not in the Vela of Masrecha, not something which is sour, which often, maybe not so partially because it doesn't seem like this is Mishnah Berurah, but I told somebody to bring it up in the Zera Shimshin that if it smells, it would be a problem. Mishnah Berurah did not bring that down. But the fetus, we could be partially, Machara, that a smelly fish store, and somebody's socks that smell, and somebody that has bad breath, and all these different things, and smoking, and all these different things that a mafriya person are not going to happen. Because the mice are not nisrach machmas kipush. Very good they have a bad smell. Not everything which has a bad smell is up them. They say one of the riders they bring down, they shall rumble this out. As a rider, it says you're not supposed to be misachas with asavim that have a bad smell. Why? Because maybe if you get too bad of a smell, you're going to be stuck in the middle. Why did he say? Because you're not going to be able to make a leisha of something. You're not going to be able to continue learning. You're not going to be able to do it. You're not going to make any brachas. If anything which has a bad smell is osir, so then you wouldn't be able to make any brachas. Elamai, not if it has a bad smell is osir. The whole chash is if you smell something bad, you need to leave. So you're going to leave your sukkah. But after making brachas, it's not osir. So this is osir shalav rosh, but cheshire. So mamela, anything which has a bad smell would not be a problem of a reach ra, and it would be mutter to learn, to daven, to say Krishna. However, look at the Aruch Shulchan, Simin Ayin Vav, Oyis Chafalas, he says, even though there are some Matirim, which are referring to the Kivegah, who brings out the Zir Shem Shikin, because this verse also, the same way Vidar Abadam, the Mergazer, you're not supposed to read Kriya Shema, Kenegar Adavar Moy, or Mamela, you're not supposed to read Kenegar Meir Adavar Moy, which is so too, you're not supposed to read Kriya Shema, Kenegar Tzah, Kenegar Vav, Kenegar Tzah, Kenegar Tzah, because it's Zichar Moy. And he says for the same reason also, if there's a lot of harbi me lechu ta'ach, mekeche v'neyar, it's a chtarn and hikar likras ha'lekech yitzchum. Chtarn is a dover which is moist, it's also to likras kiyash makrish. However, before we still don't have a right when you get to smelling fish store. When you get, that's all when you get to, the Aruch HaShulchan has said, you make it vomit, that is something which is moist. But if you just smell something, and the moist, the thing which is moist is in front of you, is not in front of you, then we don't have any Siva Dasa. Still, there should be no reason to ask their smelly fish tongue. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Reish Chav Zayin, talking about if somebody's in the bathroom, and he hears thunder and lightning, what should he do? So then if you run out of time, to be able to make the bracha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over there, he says, that so too, if somebody that's in a butcher shop, and it smells, now I'm making a bracha, so the same halacha applies if you run out of time to make the bracha. So, actually that's not going to be after a butcher shot. A butcher shot is something which is like similar to Nevela Matracha, something which went bad because of sirchim, because of ipush. It got moldy, it got old. But a fish store, I don't think they leave the fish around that long. And I mean, even nowadays, I don't think a butcher shot smells like that. Well, it's probably the same way that it smelled in those days, but they didn't have refrigerators and freezers. But, we don't have a sibata after any other smell aside from soil or something of the like. Kumtais, there would be no, even if the store is next to a fish store, or if the kohanim took off their shoes and it smelled, there would be no issues. There are those that say that zayam of red line is a problem. So
I think
that
there is ipush.
Ipush from what?
Dead bacteria.
Dead bacteria?
It's a regular
ipush. Even though
the
binyam is over, he wants to say that he wants to answer. But after he wants to say that the normal is there, it's not considered a nicker. According to what you're saying, it's a fungus. There is a nicker. There is something there. Even those that answer, even those that do after it, he is because of the feeling he brings down a few people that, yes, Kanchinevsky, he both in his class, he's a problem. But even those that do after it, like Miriam Zomer, he wants to say, there's no mamush effect. Even if you want to say, we don't, because that's what the doctors tell us, and that's we look at the microscope, we can see that it's a fungus, we can see the mood there, we can see the bacteria there. Sure, that's not considered an ichor, that's not considered a. The question is, it's just being mavar and see it. I have this smell. You want to know, is there a ichor there or is no ichor?
I think you
can't see it. Can't see it, it's not
ichor. Yeah.
No, here it's different. Here you have the red. Okay, but maybe we'll try to be mouth for a little bit. What's
the
ichor? I don't know, he wanted a tie to, yeah, okay, he says also Reh Chapeh is going to be a problem. I don't know if that's the same thing, that's the Ipush. Maybe it's also bacteria in the mouth, I don't know exactly. I didn't see anywhere else that says such a thing, that it's a problem. It's hard from a fish store also, there's going to be some sort of something that's causing the smell, some sort of Ipush which is causing the smell. But Bechalef and Muhar, what's the meaning of Reh Chra, Bechal? Where is the Makar that there's such a problem of Reh Chra? We find that in Torah, one pasuk. It says, V'shavto v'chatzitza tzeo techo. It says, Torah, doesn't say anything about Reh Chra. We had a similar problem when we got to the Sukkahs of Erev. The Sukkahs of Erev is the same thing. All it says in the Torah is L'Erev HaTorah HaZavah. It doesn't say anything about her. And we know that Erev HaAtzer, even if there's no her, Even if the Erva is, a guy has his head out the window, and he doesn't see the Erva, but if his Erva is Mugula, the problem is the right stuff, the Erva Erva is Davos. There's nothing to do with her. Erva is Be'etim Masam. Nothing to do with her. Doesn't say her anything. Chazal came along somewhere and told us that if there's a her, there's also a problem. We find the same thing when he gets said. Soya doesn't say anywhere anything about Re'echa. Soya is a problem. And Soya, we know, has nothing to do with Re'echa. Because Soya is Adam, as long as it's said out of a person, it could be that he doesn't even know it's there, it's behind him, it doesn't smell, nothing, it's a problem. Soya, Be'etim, Soya is Adam, is Be'etim Masam. Where does the sin of Re'echa come from before? So the Bush says, he says, Kokamas is Re'ach Ra in a person's Da'al Amin, it's Nefshav She'in Kol Chani Yosei Kodesh. It says, Vayoma Hanecha Kodesh, and Kokamas is Da'al Amin, which is the person's Machaneh, there's a Re'ach Ra, it's not considered as his Machaneh's Kodesh. What's the Pshat? So Eshrakim and Zogin, the Ilum was also more to this, saw and brought down Zakon. I don't know if they're saying it in the bush. L'chari is saying it's pshat in the bush. We must learn a number of things. That when a person has a Re'ach Ra, then it's Da'al Amri. The Re'ach Ra, when it's a Re'ach Ra, Shigesh Le'ikr, we look at it as if the Soya itself is in his Da'al Amri. Durf the Re'ach is like a Hemshch of the Soya. And Kokama that the Re'ach is in his Da'al Amri, we look at it as if the Soya is in his Da'al Amri. The Meila. It's very good. Look at this. Why somebody that can't smell, it's still a problem. The Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch says something that can't smell. It's even if he can't smell, but the Ma'aseh doesn't smell. Take the Aramei, it's also to carry Mishma. The Shaila is, where does he get the smell? That's the main thing. I'll tell you where I get it from. No different than Suma. A Suma, even though he can't see the soya, it's still also to carry Mishma. So to somebody that can't smell, even though he can't smell the soya, that's still Shaila is ain't it even David Larayim? It says in the Torah that soya is a problem. So very good that the Tumah can't see it. But is there Soya there? The Messias is Soya there? Soya is a problem. So very good that the Tumah can't see it. It's a problem. So now that somebody tells the Tumah that there's Soya there, you're not allowed to be Krishna. But thinking when you get to Re'ach Ra, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah they're not allowed to read when there's Re'ach Ra. Re'ach Ra is a din that Chazal and Machadish, if there's Re'ach Ra, you're not supposed to read Krishna. So this guy doesn't smell, so there's no Re'ach Ra for him. What's the problem? But if you understand that the Re'ach Ra is being Masmid Lumush, that the Re'ach Ra is Mamshik Tesea, feel as if Tesea is inside your Da'al Amin, so Kokama, very good that the guy can't smell, but the mic is Tesea there. The same way that the Tesuma, the Tesea is in the Tesuma's Rishus, it is not going to, he can't make Rishma. So too, Duk the Re'ach, the Tesea is considered in the person's Rishus, and he's not letting Rishma. Nimtok. That Re'ach Ra, Re'ach Ra sheet liquor, the Haimu, according to which we saw the Bishop Brewer, brings down the Chayyot and the Bishop Shmuel. Anything which is Nitra, we can reckon as Soya. The Torah says, Vishap, but the Sisa says, therefore, what is Soya? Anything which is Nitra, which smells Matma Tipush, which Nitra Matma Tipush, most of the Chayyot, that's considered Soya. And he has to be marked in that Adam. Re'ach Ra she yesh lo yikur, that's a hemshik of the soil, and you have to be marking from that Da'al HaMakom. Memela, Memela Matracha, that's the Mishnah of the Shulchan Aruch. And we also made it Midaraita. It's not just because it also smells. And Memela Matracha is the Dover Shnitzach Makos Ipush, and it's Nichwal in the soil of the third. We reckon that to be soil of the third. But that's all, this whole verse only helps you for Re'ach Ra she yesh lo yikur. Re'ach Ra she yesh lo yikur makes it that the ikur is in your Rishon. But a Re'ach Ra she'in le'ikr, you can't say that. There's no mysterious of a Soya that we can reckon that through the Re'ach in Yerushim. So there should be no time by Esem that a Re'ach Ra she'in le'ikr should be offered. At least we don't ask. But Mela, it's Muchat, that such a din, a Re'ach Ra she'in le'ikr is not a Daraita, it's only Daraita. There are going to up to the din Daraita. We see me Daraita, and then Re'ach Ra she'in le'ikr is offered. Rather, the reason why it's offered is going to be because there's a Soya Mamish. So Mamil be the Abad that Chazal said that any Re'ach Ra is going to be out there. But Mamila, but it's a different list. It's only been there Abad. Mamila, Chazal said that any that Heim Amru Veheim Amru, and the only thing that it does for is Kriya Shema and Nevertar and Tefillah. But Nevertar Terrell, as Bittel Beis Medrash, Chazal said that it's going to be Musar. It can only pass if you understand the Re'ach Ra She'in Le'ikr is in there Abad. Re'ach Ra she'in le'ikr is in there Abad, because there's no Messias to say that the Torah is in Yerusha. I mean, the Chazal said that So Kamalas is Reach Rashi in the Acre. It's only in the Rabbanan, and Ramela is going to be Mutter in the Reiter, Mittel Beis Medrash. Ramela Afacho, the classic case, that's the way the Mishnah Berurah, the Rashi understands Reach Rashi in the Acre. That's the way that Kipasim Alacho, Afacho is considered Reach Rashi in the Acre. Ramela is going to be Usher in Kriya Shema and Tfila, but it's going to be Mutter in the Reiter if it came from someone else. Now, when you have two Reach Ra from a Tzayu which is Mechutzim, let's see, a Tzayu which is Mechutzim. And you have Reach Ra coming from it, says the Rajbo, that's considered also a Reach Ra Shein Laker. Since it's Mechutzim, so Mamela is considered a Reach Ra Shein Laker. Shailah's one, the mic is coming from Tzayu. And if it's coming from Tzayu, so it should be considered, it should be ultimately the right. This is a big Nachamina. Do you have to mark it down on the Mechum Shekhal Aram? You have to mark if it's a Reach Ra Shein Laker, you have to mark the Dalai Lama's Mokum Shekhal Aram. If it's a Reach Ra Shein Laker, you only have to mark Ad Shekhal Aram. Says the Rajbo, Tzayu which is covered is considered a Reach Ra Shein Laker. Chorim, if he's this part that wasn't sent in Levush, it's very Muslim. The whole part is a Reach Ra makes it as if the Tzayu is a Marishin. You can only do that if your Tzayu is not Mechusim. Kokamanet, the Tzayu is Mechusim, so there's no way to say that through the Reach Ra it's in Marishin. Because it's Mechusim. I'm not going to take it out of the Kisui regarding the Reach Ra. The Reach Ra of the Messias is Mechutzeh. The third says that it's Mechutzeh, considered a different Shuf. The Reach Ra can't make the Soya now in my Rishuf. Heard that, Shad Narazim. And we can understand the Chachmei Tzofet also. The Chachmei Tzofet says the same way that the Mechit comes from the Soya, and the Mechit comes from the Reach Ra. Shad is what's the Pshad on that before? The Maitre, you smell the Soya. The Maitre, the Soya is not Mechutzeh. Why shouldn't we be elsewhere? Teres is, the Reach Ra makes it as if the Tzoya is considered in your Rishus. Say the Chacham Yisrof, ask Kol Kamana, says Mechisa. That's telling me that it's not considered in my Rishus. I can't, the Reach Ra can't take the Tzoya and put it in my Rishus. This Mechisa there is the best thing that's not in Rishus. So the same way for the Tzoya itself, since for the Tzoya itself is Mechisa, the thing is in the Rishus. So we will, the Reach Ra can't take it out and put it in Rishus. It's been Mechisa, it's in the Rishus. The halacha l'maaseh, whether that's considered a reach rashi, considered a reach rashi yish leikur shein leikur. The bir halacha in Achsomo is the IHS is mistapik. Says the primer brother mistakes himself. The gross mashma is noted that it is considered a reach rashi yish leikur. Not machriya, but it's definitely used. But again, so as a topic, the topic whether that is considered reach rashi yish leikur, reach rashi yish leikur. The meila, big shavuot comes up. Does the person have to check a diaper before there's a baby? You have to check the baby to see if there's a dirty diaper before he starts dominating, before he starts benching, before he makes the bracha. Does he have to check or not? They want to say, they might want to say, but that's a fact figure. It's a subject whether or not there's tayyah there before. And even if there is tayyah there, there's always the rabbi that says that tayyah which is mechutzeh is considered reach ra shein leikur. Reach ra shein leikur, you only have to mark it on mokum the mokum that the Reach is called. The male will come that a person doesn't smell the diaper, there should be no reason to check. In fact, it's not whether it's bad. Even if it's bad, it's mechutzeh, you don't smell it. Not a problem. The only thing that's in order, that's how common place to say, that there's a bracha brings down from a few people, from the Asher, from Tinao Shul, that if you don't have to stop it, it's fake, you don't have to stop it. The only shadow is that the heart is fake, or she actually brewery become. Very easy to check out to see whether or not. Just tell you there or not. Just check it. What's that? Oh, that's we'll get it in a second. Korsession Ruri Kao, which I saw Sol Tobin show me that he when he was living in the city of Sexfeiko, they had the shell exactly, Sexfeiko, so you have to check it out or not. And they saw something they brought down from Kamkinevsky, but they don't check it. Yitzchak Winkler wrote to Chaim Kinevsky, he says, I saw it brought down in the safer, then it says you don't have to check. Chorus, in fact, fake Yishev Shlevuri come. So Chaim writes back, Leia Marti. So it's not going to be a second, you don't have to. Leia there, though I did see safer that brings down, he says, you don't have to be Cheshish. And then that's what they're referring to. So the Isha Yisrael, he brings down in the Aura, he says, Lachar actually brings the call. He wants to say, like, you got it, says now. Says if Kiveger says in your day, let's mean Yudches Sifud Beis. He says that a Svek Sveiko, which you cannot be mavar both of the Svekos, Ara Soif, is not considered Svek Shei Yashlei Brewery. And over here, you're going to find out whether or not it's Soif. But maybe still we find like the Rajma. that it's Teri Mechusa, it's considered Reich Rashi in the appearance of a coin. It can be a problem. So since you're not being able to require it out of Teri, from the Tzad is not saying that, but you could be Mavarda. You could be Mavarda. That you could be Mavarda. You just check to see if it's clear. Question is, do you have to check to see if it's clear? So we're saying, even if you check, and even if you find that there is clear there, still you're not being Mavarda your suffix all the way. Because it's still a suffix, maybe you're possibly surrounded. The Raja says that it's... Fake it to Dino. Fake it to Dino, how are we possibly? Not a suffix mystique. Not actually a word of God. Okay, I don't know, how are we possibly? Mainly you would not have to check. Though there are some that say that if it's a long enough time that there's mustaver that it's a dirty diaper, then you, it could be that you do have a chiv to check. So chav benegiyas a diaper, is it considered not benegiyas an aspect fake of it? Because a diaper has a din, unless you know that there is plenty of time. But it's far away. You can see it, it's far away, you don't smell anything. So the current should be a problem. Say which is mechusa. So even if you want to say that Teri which is mechusa, it doesn't have a din of a reif ra she'im leikr. It's a reif ra she'im leikr. You only have to mark in Dal Adam is mokhtar kol ha'reif. So what's on the other side of the Adam? The diaper, which is dirty. Is that a problem? So it says Rosh Hashanah, but it has a din of a graf sharein. Graf sharein. Graf sharein is after Kamalienu. It's after Afila Kamalienu. Kol kamad, he knows that the same time. It's a graf sharein. I'm not exactly sure why. Because like some brought down from Israel, it says that it's chad pami. Why does that have a din of a graf sharein? Her gets dirty, throw it out of the garbage. It has a din of, should be her graf sharein. It should not be a graf sharein, so I don't know, maybe I should do it. No. Yeah? Talking about the old time then? Why else would it be considered? This is my colleague saying, every now and then, it's my colleague saying whether or not it doesn't come out of somebody's life. Or it does become, say it. Does become. Not the Fiyah, not the Fiyah. Not the Etim, Kli, which is. That should be worse. Wouldn't be Nevla, it would be Almatan. If it's Chokhiz, it can't have it, doesn't become Almatan. Because it's Nevla, it should be a problem. So, if you know that the Sarah there, the Chokhiz would be this, my flank is whether or not it's considered a Gav Sharei. It's Gav Sharei, so you should have to turn around. Turn around and read in a different direction. But, even if you want to say, we have our case of the diaper, which is smelling. It's a reich ra, even if you want to say that it's a reich ra, she'il leikr, but kol kamad that you smell it, it's also to say give your turn. It's also to link your shema'at tefillah. So if you're davening shmoneh esrei, and a child comes up with a dirty diaper, you're not allowed to continue davening. Davar pasha, you're not allowed to continue davening, and your itza is either to go to a different room, and have the child stay in that room, or you could, if that's not possible, so then you, l'chur, you'd have to, l'chur, you have to change the baby diaper in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. I'm saying you have no other eitzah, what's your other eitzah? If you go to a different room, the baby's going to follow you. So what are you going to do? So go and then change, and then have another 30 seconds to change. So you can lock yourself in a room. So then the baby's going to be crying all the time. Let's get to a different problem, l'chur. It says, Rav Tayyum Sal, Tzadi Vav, Tzadi Zayin. It was also on the Sadi Vav Tzadi Zayin. Like you're not supposed to, you shouldn't put a child in front of you, you're about to daven. It's going to be my fate. And the Mishnah Berurah says, it's a Mikov Dalet. If the child is bothering you, someone's disturbing you, Rav is davening Shmoneh Esrei, and they're waiting for him, bothering you. He's not a motion, he's not a, whatever it is he needs to do to cause the disturbance to stop. So, Lachar over here, if the baby's sitting there screaming his pants off, because it's a dirty diaper, and you're locking yourself in a room, but you're not going to be able to daven because of that. Therefore, you have to change it. I saw that afterwards, I saw the brother from Israel says, yeah, if you need to change the diaper, you can change the diaper, it's an esrei. And if it's going to take you 5 minutes, and you'll be able to finish for an esrei in 5 minutes, and you have to start again from the beginning. Just the Indian boys, Indian, about the things that are disturbing, when you get to daven from the Taliban, the design, heard of a portion, Amra'id, that you do not have your cell phone on during Shmoneh Esrei because it's disturbing you. If you're not allowed to hold a safe in your hand, you're not allowed to hold anything in your hand, you're scared that it's going to fall, it's going to take away from your Kavana. For sure, if your cell phone is on ring, that besides the fact that it's going to bother you, it's going to bother anything to you. So for sure it's Osir. And second of all, even if it's on vibrate, well, the mice, you're going to be dying to know who it is in the middle of your, that's calling them in the middle of the Shemini Atzeret. It's going to be, Mafriya, your Kavan. May this Mafriya, your Kavan, her, it's another Toshit. I don't see any head around it. I don't think, unless you could say that it's Chavan to you like a Lulav. Some people it is, maybe. That, her, it's also to have yourself on one when you're dying to Shemini Atzeret. And Mishnah Berurah says that these halachas apply not only to Shemini Atzeret, it applies to Kriyas Shema Atzeret, and so Zimrah. Mela, if it is, if the guy works for Atzala, or whatever it is, and it's a Pekuach Nefesh, yeah, Zichri Yav Hether, Pekuach Nefesh, Pekuach Nefesh. But kind of when he don't work for Atzala, and he just is probably the neighbor calling the SC for an barbecue, it's a Chura, it's on a question, and you're not be able to have yourself on one, and your Chayz Vakur, Zichri Yav Hether, if something which is Bafriya, a person is Kavana, the Hakila you shouldn't do it, but it's not like you didn't say it. Didn't say it anywhere that it's Asr for you to be Kuriya. If you lay in Kriyashma in a place where it's Asr, the Allah is moving down, that you have to be Chayzer Kur, whatever it was, Chayzer Kriyashma, Tfilo, Tech Da'arami, Sabusaya, Tech Da'arami, Smokhish Kal Reach, Habib Reach, Hashish Laker. By saying something which is Bafriya, you would not be Chayzer Kur. Which is also not Kamina, they say. Even though it's not maker, but anything which is a smell which is mafriya a person so much that he can't concentrate, even though it's not going to have a nisar, it's the only dini of something which is nisar mafriya ipush. If a person, a guy walks in and just smells horrible, you're not going to be able to hurry, you shouldn't be able to daven. They say you shouldn't daven because mafriya kavana, because there's anything which is mafriya kavana. If the guy has also meraglayim on his clothing, the bachal can be also meraglayim to daven. Meraglayim which is nisar. Rambam Pasim that it's in Singh Dinah Tsoya, it's also Midaraita. Maybe the Sakhum is not Nivra, but Midarabana Tsoya can be also. So anything which is Mafriya, a person can have done because of the smell, the Chatkili should not daven. But if you daven, therefore he's going to be 88.